Welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature of the Channel for Fabulous Dancers and Documentary, which I don't get quite often. Back to the Loco, Ricky Thomas, Sirikawa.
Sirikawa, yeah.
Hi, I got it right. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start off at the beginning of this. How did you discover this place? Because it doesn't really tell me in the short.
The South Pacific Film Festival?
No,
Or,
the place where you film your documentary.
In the film. So both the locations that we shot, one was at Waianae High School here on the island of Oahu, where I'm born and raised. I was born and raised on the east side, and then Waianae is on the west. But yeah, Waianae is here on Oahu, and then the second place we shot with the fish pond
Yeah.
and all that greenery and stuff, that's on Hawaii Island, in the Hilo district. And your question was, how did I come
How did you
across
find
it?
out about this?
Okay, so basically how the project came about.
Correct.
Yeah. So my good friend, she works with the nonprofit that funded this project. And the nonprofit is, I believe it's a nonprofit. It's called Hawaii Sea Grant. And what they do is they help fund, mostly through the University of Hawaii, they fund different scientific projects throughout the islands. And that last year, shot last year specifically, they wanted to do a project based around loko i'a, or Hawaiian fish ponds, Hawaiian traditional fish ponds, and highlight a very special type of fish that used to be cultivated a lot back in the day in those fish ponds. It's called the ama-ama, and that's a Hawaiian mullet. I believe it's endemic, so it's only found in Hawaii. And over the years, the ama-ama has kind of depleted. You know, kind of like most places around the world, our traditional fish ponds or traditional agriculture systems have kind of been slowly disappearing because of modern civilization and all that. And so with that, all the species that would typically be in fish ponds. And so, yeah, my good friend, she works for the nonprofit. And yeah, she's like, hey, we have this cool project. We want to make a short documentary about what we're doing at the local and how we're trying to bring back ama-ama using traditional Hawaiian methods, along with modern science. And so we shot at the high school because the high school students at Waianae are actually a big part of the project. A lot of people don't know this, but Waianae is the only high school in the United States that has a marine aquaculture facility on campus. And so the pua ama-ama, or the baby fish of that species, they bring boxes to the high school, and the marine science class actually starts it off, so they propagate the fish and their fish in their aquaculture systems. And then once they get to a certain size, then they ship them out or take them to a local i'a. And for this project for last year, it was a local i'a on Hawaii Island, in Hilo. So that's how we got to those two places. That's where the fish were being cultivated. And then that was their route of where they were going. And it's only a short flight over. So yeah, it was really cool that we got to shoot at those two places.
So are the fish flown over or boated over?
Flown. They were flown over in tightly packed boxes. I forget the name of the Aloha Air Cargo. Yeah, they do inter-island shipping. Yeah, so yeah, that was a big part of the project too, is making sure that all the fish were good for that time period. I think they it shows it in the film, but at the high school before they shipped them over, they had to oxidize the water. And then from the high school they went straight to the airport. No time to waste. And then I'm pretty sure 100% of them made it to Hawaii Island. So that was really cool.
Yeah, they stated that. Now, how did you get onto the project? Your friend said, "Hey, I need a film about this." You did it?
Yeah, sorry, I'm gonna miss that part. But yeah, she basically called me up and was like, "Hey, we need somebody to film this, document it. We have the budget to hire somebody." And I had worked with her before on a couple other projects, and yeah, I was blessed to come on and document the whole thing, and then spent a month or two editing.
Okay, now while you're at the school, could you film anything you wanted, or did you have restrictions?
No, we had waiver forms that the student signed, and yeah, they alerted the school beforehand, and I mean the school is stoked. Y&I is deep west, I'm not in Oahu, so there's not a lot of limelight, I guess, in that area. And so they were psyched. They were like, "Yeah, let's do it." And yeah, we had no restrictions.
Did all the students want to be on camera, or you couldn't get everybody on camera?
Some of them were shy, but none of them said no to like being on camera. They just didn't like showing their face. But most of them were stoked. Like a lot of them were like throwing shakas in front of the camera and like smiling super big. And I was like, no, just act normal." So they were super stoked. Yeah, I think they thought it was cool.
How did you approach your interview project with each participant?
We storyboarded beforehand, like most projects, and we decided like we need to interview somebody to do the context. We need to interview a student to kind of like give their perspective on how cool of a thing it is. Because it is a really cool, it was a really cool project. Like, I think right now in Hawaii, we're starting to have like a resurgence, I think, of our culture being, I don't want, not exposed, but celebrated. A lot of people are getting more and more interested in practicing traditional methods of agriculture or speaking, dancing. And so we wanted to highlight that in the film. That was a big aspect of like it's cool to be indigenous, but it's even cooler to equip indigenous practices with modern science, you know? And so that was a main component for sure. And then we wanted to get the kids. So I think there's three students that we interviewed in the film, to kind of draw like that parallel of like the fish. They're like pretty much the main character, and the kids are the ones that are re bringing back these fish into Lokuia in fish ponds where they belong. And then also, so that side, and then the parallel side is that these kids who are, all of them were pretty much Native Hawaiian, they're being brought back into spaces that they belong to, that maybe over time, like society has kind of drawn out generations of Hawaiians from, our background and knowing our history and our culture. And then, so I don't know if that makes sense, but
It does.
that was the goal with the film, was to show that parallel, that as much as we are doing these kind of projects to bring back our culture into, the space that it belongs in, which is the islands, we also need to and are at the same time doing that with the next generation. So that's why we had three kids that we interviewed, to really, and a lot of it was organic. like we I pretty much just asked them yeah, how do you feel being able to be a part of this? Like this is your senior project. For a lot of them, it was part of their senior project to be working with us on this. And yeah, they all could tell deep down inside that it meant a lot to them, and to the older adults that I interviewed as well. Yeah, one of them, Shiri, she's in the film. She's my good friend that hit me up for the project.
Are you talking about the student?
No, she was the older one. Kind
Oh,
of,
yes.
yeah, Shiri, yeah, Shiri Kauai.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she
so
talks the most on it.
so she's the one that spearheaded the project, and so and she didn't want to be interviewed, which is pretty natural. She doesn't like being in front of the camera, but I knew she needed to talk about it because it was on her heart, like this whole project. And so yeah, I'm stoked that it worked out.
So you do have a shot. You did take your camera on the airplane. Were you always planning on taking that shot?
That one was from that was an old clip, from a trip I took like the year before, I think. And sometimes like when I don't have anything to work on, or if I have my camera with me, I'll just like take B-roll of stuff that I find aesthetically pleasing, and then I save it in a folder for if I need it for a project. And so yeah, that one I was like, oh, perfect. I'll use that shot, to transition it, like the fish are flying to Hawaii Island. Yeah.
Nice. Did you try to find the original family that owned the land?
I think one, we didn't really have time, because we were so busy shooting at that fish pond that day. I know that some of the families around that I think it was Manoa talks about, but we didn't have too much time trying to find them. It would have been cool though. That would have been really cool. Yeah, maybe if we ever do a film about that group of people. So that's another nonprofit that runs that fish pond.
Hold on. So there's two different. I know you have the one at the school,
So
and
there's
then you
this.
travel to this the island, and then this
Yeah.
is a total different group that they are not affiliated with the school then?
No, so Waianae High
Oh, okay.
School is on Oahu. I mean, they all know that they're working together. So if you think of an umbrella, so Hawaii Sea Grant, and then down here is Waianae High School, and then Hui'ihoʻoleʻi Māluʻo, the nonprofit that runs the fish pond on the Big Island. Yeah.
Now, at one point, the person says, they keep saying, feed our people. That
Yeah.
comes up a few times in the people. I'm now going to have to ask, who are they feeding? The residents of the island or everyone? Or what's the plan for that? Or how big do these fish get?
So I think that was Cherie that said that at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. I think that line, she kind of said it metaphorically in a way, yeah, our goal is to be able to sustainably feed our communities, through what we have on our islands, through the water and the land. But the fish, specifically the ama-ama, they get pretty big, I want to say like maybe 14 to 20 inches, I think. I'm not
Okay.
exactly sure. But they used to be reserved for the chiefs, because they were just like such a good tasting fish. So that might also be a reason why they kind of depleted over time, because they were just so delicious. And maybe when the Western groups came, that was when like we kind of slowly went away from traditional methods of raising them. But
Okay.
yeah, the fish, once they're grown, so that nonprofit that runs the fish pond, I think they said it in the film, but the family before that we were talking about, they used to let families come in and
Yes.
just, take fish out of the fish ponds. So they that's th still their practice today. When the ama-ama get big enough, they'll probably invite families to come in and fish out ama-ama, an amount that is necessary for each family.
So
So
how?
yeah, the specifically the ama-ama. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Keep going. I can wait.
Oh, so specifically the ama-ama in that fish pond will feed the community in that district, which is Hilo.
Have you
But
had this
hopefully that
fish?
practice can be. No, I don't think so.
Seriously,
Yeah, I
so
don't
you
think I've had
spent all this time
ama-ama.
studying this fish and
Yeah.
discussing how it's going to feed the community, and you didn't eat it?
No, because when we were filming, they were baby ama-amas, so they were
I
the
understand that.
juvenile.
So
Yeah,
shouldn't you go back and try it at some point?
that would be cool. If the guys over there call me up and they're like, "Hey, they're big enough to eat finally. Like, you like try some?" I'll be down for sure. Yeah.
Now, you spent some time with that student on her first day at the pond.
What is that?
You spend time with a student on her first day at the pond. She's got a little notepad and she's writing notes all the time on it.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that was going to be her first day, or you just showed up and she was there?
I just showed up. Yeah, I knew that they had told me beforehand that it's a new student that's taking over the project as her senior project. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know how long she had been on board with it, and then showed up and yeah, Poena, she was on it. Like, it was kind of hard to like sit her down for an interview because she was so busy like taking measurements of the fish, like working on the they made like fish cages. So that the fish, kind of like garden boxes, but for fish. And yeah, I had no idea it was her first day.
Did you think, okay, when you originally came on the project, did they tell you how long they were looking for? Because I figured you would have gone back and showed me, like I said, the end process, which we don't ever see.
Yeah, originally they had told me 5 minutes, and just after our meetings, I was like, you know what, this probably needs to be a little bit longer, just to showcase like, the whole depth of the process, and also to just have, I think what really was important was having those different perspectives on the project, because it didn't just involve students, and it also didn't just involve the teachers, but it was like a whole community, two communities actually working together on it. And so I was like, you know what, let's make this a little longer. Let's see how it does at 10 to 15. And I think it was a little over 15.
Now, you have a shot of people fishing the pond.
Yeah.
Now, did you not do interviews with them for some reason, or the parents of those two children for some reason? Why was that not explored?
So I think those shots of those kids that were fishing in the fish pond, they're the kids of the people running the nonprofit.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were part of they weren't like totally random kids.
Well, I don't know, right? That's why
Yeah.
I'm asking, because you
Yeah,
said before you discussed
yeah,
families and then these kids show up. So I was like, oh, who are they?
yeah. Yeah. No, they were just running around, and a lot of the parents in our local communities, they have to bring their keiki to work, especially if it's outdoors. Like, we see that as like a really beneficial thing if we work outdoors, and yeah, just bring the kids and like have them run around the fish pond, the garden, the beach, whatever. So yeah, I saw them and they were like, I don't think they got any fish, but it's like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, the next generation out here.
Now, is there any chance of a follow-up? I mean, basically, you showed me the beginning process. So I understand what's going on, but I didn't see the end process, which I really was interested. What happens at the end? Like you're saying, do they eat the fish, obviously.
We didn't explore that. I know that's something I kind of mentioned, but
Yes.
it takes about a year for I believe I'm not a scientist, but I believe that it takes about a year for the ama-ama to fully grow in length. So it kind of went on the back burner, and I think we'd be coming up to a year right about now. So maybe I'll try to hit them up and see if they want to do a quick little follow-up clip.
Well, I'm
But
interested because I spent so long watching this and I don't really know what happened in the end.
shoot, I'll have to ask them and get back to
Sorry, it's just one of those things I was just interested in watching the short. I find that I was missing the end thing I wanted to see. And also, I
Yeah, for
want to
sure.
know how long has this project been going on? Obviously, you showed me it's working, but when did it start?
So this specific project is not like the first one to highlight fish ponds being brought kind of back to life, I guess, in a way. During the 1970s, there was a huge like Hawaiian Renaissance period. A lot of the legendary aunties and uncles, they kind of took their stand, and for a while Hawaiian language is banned for a period of time. And it took a huge wave of the generations before us to kind of push that to the agenda of, you know, the white man and stuff. But I would say like the revitalization of local ia has been going on for probably the past couple decades.
Okay.
It's just that this one is kind of focused. The one that we shot and filmed, the film itself, is kind of highlighting the ability to infuse modern science with
No,
that
I
practice.
understand that. I was just more interested in the sense of
Yeah.
I don't know how long
Oh.
this project's been going on for. Like you're saying,
Oh.
20 years. So I'm like, okay, that's what it started the idea.
Yeah. So, th oh, sorry. Our film specifically, we shot it back in April. And then we started shooting at the high school back in April, and then we waited a month to go to Hilo, to Hawaii Island, and then I went back in November to shoot the progress of the ama-ama. And then yeah, like you said, we didn't get around to shooting, I guess, the finished product or the full size fish and families eating it and stuff. But we felt that after talking with my friend them, we kind of just felt that, you know, the important message is that like this work needs to be done, whether or not we fill the fish ponds in a year or 5 year or 10 years or however
Oh no,
long
I
it
think she
takes.
states that. I'm with you 100% on that. She clearly states that. Okay, I have three fun questions for you before we wrap up. Are you ready to go? Okay, your favorite film?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think right now I just love Taika Waititi movies.
Fair
So
enough.
probably Boy. The classic. Yeah, I have to go with that
Okay,
one.
your favorite documentary?
Oh. Feel like I've watched so many lately.
You can pass, it's fine.
Yeah, I gotta pass. There's too many
Okay,
I
last
can't
question, your favorite meal?
remember. Favorite meal is fish and poi and rice.
And tell everybody where they can find your stuff, website. Instagram, whatever you want to pimp out.
So in my Instagram is at Jahrick, JAH underscore RICK. And then pretty much most of my stuff is on there. If you go to the link in my bio, I have my website and stuff, which I gotta get around to updating. But yeah, for anyone that comes to Hawaii and I don't know, wants to shoot some stuff or a cruise, like just hit me up. I'm on the island of Oahu and yeah, stoked. Hollering for having me.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.